And now turning to Gaza, and Israel's army and Gaza militants have traded heavy cross-border fire overnight, with at least 24 Palestinians killed in what is the worst escalation of violence to hit the coastal territory in months. A pre-dawn Israeli airstrike on an apartment in Gaza killed a top Palestinian Islamic Jihad commander and another person. On Wednesday, militants in Gaza fired more than 460 rockets at Israel. The PIJ, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, is the second biggest militant group in Gaza after Hamas, and has been responsible for many of the rocket attacks on Israel in recent years. We can talk now to Dan Williams, senior correspondent with Reuters in Jerusalem. And Dan, fighting is escalating, and the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has been indicating that this is not over. What is the impact so far?
Well, I think rhetorically, neither side is backing out, but it's clear that at least in the last 12 hours, there have been mediation efforts led by Egypt. Egypt is another country on Egypt's border. It has open channels both to Israel and to the Gaza militant groups. They are trying to mediate what would be yet another ceasefire. This is a familiar scenario going back years in Gaza with such unresolved conflicts. So it would appear, actually, that this stage of the conflict may be winding down. There was a lull in Palestinian rocket attacks overnight for several hours. It could be now that Palestinian Islamic Jihad is seeking a fight to score some sort of casualties on the Israeli side, so it can enter a truce on what it would consider honorable terms. I would not be at all surprised if we will see a truce in the coming hours.
And the significance of this man, Ali Hussein Ghali, he was, it's reported, killed overnight. Who is he and what is his significance in PIJ?
According to Israel, and I've not heard this disputed on the Gaza side and the Palestinian side, he was effectively the rocket commander for Palestinian Islamic Jihad. This is an Iranian-backed group, the second most powerful group in Gaza, as you noted in your précis. And as far as Israel's concerned, this round of fighting, which it initiated on Wednesday, came to stop or at least degrade the rocket-firing capability of Islamic Jihad following an Islamic Jihad salvo last week of around 100 rockets against an Israeli border town, and the Islamic Jihad salvo of last month, which came in conjunction with attacks on other fronts, Syria, Lebanon, etc., which Israel sees as an orchestrated effort by Iran to encircle it with proxy guerrilla groups. So the significance of this man, presumably, if he is indeed a senior and does have the command responsibilities we told he had, was to degrade that capability, the capability of firing rockets in salvos at civilian areas in Israel.
I mean, the positive news you're bringing is that you do expect to see a truce within the coming hours. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that is being brokered?
Again, one has to be careful. The word truce tends to engender in many minds the idea of an agreed cessation of hostilities. Islamic Jihad does not talk to Israel. It doesn't recognize Israel. It doesn't want Israel to exist. It would never hold direct mediation talks. It's basically up to Egypt to simultaneously get either side to stop firing. Israel's position is if Islamic Jihad ceases firing, Israel will cease firing. As I said, Islamic Jihad may not feel on its own terms it is ready to stop the fire, given that it has not inflicted serious casualties on the Israeli side so far.
All right, Dan, thank you for joining us. That's Dan Williams there, senior correspondent with Reuters in Jerusalem.